everybody. No, you're not listening to the Sunday game, but that is the team music from one of Ireland's long-running sports shows, the Sunday game. And there was just a bit of a discussion about songs related to sports over the weekend. And Michael Lester, originally from Killarney in County Galway, was being interviewed about how that song came to be the team song. And back in the 80s when the Sunday game started, they were having a discussion at RTE about a good song, and they were looking at more of an Irish folk song, and somebody heard this. So that's James Last and Jagger Lane, and it's the theme music to the Sunday game for the last, over 40 years now, I'd say, since the Sunday game started. You're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you. We're going a bit almost as long as the Sunday game, where we're the longest running Irish radio programme in New Zealand, started here in 1990, just before we broadcast the first All-Ireland football final. But the programme you listen to is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening in Auckland on a cold, wet and miserable Wednesday night, Christchurch might be a bit cooler down there, but the weather is a bit better down there on a Saturday night, Wellington and Kapiti Coast on Sunday. And if you're in the land of the sun in Ireland, especially in the west of Ireland, 25 degrees, welcome along. Great weather in Ireland over the last 10 days, and it's going to continue through to the end of this week. So great time of the year to be in Ireland. I was talking to a friend of mine who spent 10 days in Ireland and just came back to New Zealand last Thursday, and had a great time, and spent 3 or 4 days in the Aran Islands. And in all her time in Ireland, half an hour one day, it was a little bit of rain. So for anybody that's over there on holidays, it's a great time to be there. So we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, and bring you the latest sports news and preview what's happening this coming weekend. So I hope wherever you are, whether it was in Ireland or New Zealand, you had a nice long weekend. And with the bank holiday here to celebrate the King's birthday weekend and the Whit weekend, as it's known over in Ireland. We start off tonight with Paul Brady and a lovely song called The Island. Them dying will lead us into glory.
'Cause this was meant to be a sad song. I've sung too much of that before. Right now I only wanna be here with you. And the morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. There's no one around. We make love to the sound of the ocean.
Yes, the man that grew up in Strabane, Paul Brady there, and a brilliant song called The Island. Welcome along if you just tuned in, listening to Ireland Calling. Well, a major breakthrough by the police in both Ireland, Spain and the UK, because it was announced on Monday evening that Liam Byrne was arrested. He's one of the main people involved in the drugs trade in Ireland, but has escaped the clutches of the police in Ireland, Dubai and Spain and England over the last 10-12 years. His brother David Byrne was murdered when there was a boxing weigh-in in January-February 2016. And of course, Gerard the Monk was acquitted of that murder there just a few months ago. But this guy, Liam Byrne, has been in Dubai along with a number of other high-profile gangsters involved in the drugs trade in Ireland, England and in other parts of Europe. But a major breakthrough with this guy being arrested over the weekend, and he'll now be extradited along with another career criminal, Kavanagh, who was arrested last weekend in Mallorca. So they're heading to the UK. They'll be extradited there over the next few days, and it looks like that they're facing some serious arms charges in the UK along with drug supply. And then when they're done with them in the UK, I think Ireland have a number of warrants out for their arrest as well, but they might not get back to Ireland for a while yet once they're tried in the UK for issues there. Well, the sun is shining, and that's only one sure sign of things. The Leaving Cert exams are about to start, and of course they started today in Ireland. Always remember, English is always one of the first papers, 9:30 Wednesday morning. Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students will start their Leaving Cert exams. The next 3 weeks will be a stressful time, not alone for the students, but for their parents as well. And I see in the front of the Irish Times on Tuesday, they talked about Leaving Cert pupils with learning disabilities at record high numbers. And then there's another alarming statistic on the front of the Irish Times relating to road crash serious injuries. The death numbers over the last 10 years you know, it's low compared, a lot lower than New Zealand, but the number of people that have been injured or hurt in Irish roads over the last 10 years is almost 11,000, and some of them very seriously injured. And there's some stories there relating to, you know, the after effects of people that were badly injured in road accidents in Ireland. And as I said, the weather has been fantastic, especially in the west of Ireland. It's a bit warmer in the west than it is in other parts of Ireland. Now, I met a man and a woman at Takapuna on Sunday morning. We're heading off to UK and indeed to Ireland to visit family and friends in Galway and in Tipperary, Neil and Carol Connolly. And they're looking forward to getting to Ireland, and they wanted to hear Danny Boy. So we've got Brian Kennedy here singing Danny Boy for Neil and Carol, who are about to head off this week on a 6-week trip to UK, Ireland and Europe. Have a great time, Neil and Carol.
Come ye back when
Yes, great version of Danny Boy there by Brian Kennedy, and that goes out as a request to Neil and Carol Connolly, who are packing the bags as we speak to head off on a trip to the UK, Europe and Ireland later this week. Well, we'll go through all the sports results later, but a great win yesterday for a young golfer from the same club in Northern Ireland as Rory McIlroy and Tom McCribbin. And won his first professional tournament, winning a European Tour event that netted him about £300,000, and it'll open the doors for him. He's only 20, and Rory obviously didn't do so well in the tournament he was playing in America. He was joint leader going into the final round, but faded away, but he feels his game is coming good. I see here we have the issues with visas being issued for medical people to come in here. Well, Ireland have the same issue. See where the Pharmacy Association in Ireland say urgent action is needed so that overseas staff are able to come in and complete the training they need to work in Ireland. And there's an issue over getting visas. The immigration departments in pretty much all countries, you know, there's so many people coming to countries like New Zealand and Ireland, and obviously there's only so many staff, but there's obviously a huge need of pharmacists and pharmacy technicians to come and work in Ireland. And we know that there's a lot of the nurses in Ireland, like they are here in New Zealand, are coming from Asian countries, especially the Philippines, and they're also working in the rest homes and retirement villages in Ireland. They're very well sought after, well thought of, and of course they can make good money in both Ireland and New Zealand, while nurses from Ireland and medical people from Ireland, they seem to be heading to Australia, and even some are coming here. Met a big group of young people there last week having a bit of a kick around football in Auckland, and they've all come here recently. Lots of physios, teachers, doctors, engineers and people that are doing the big OE, travelling down this neck of the world. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling with support of the Hugh Green Group. This time we'll take Eleanor McAvoy with Scarlet Angels.
Scarlet angels sang a song. Violins played gently on. Friends and lovers sang along. Perfect harmony. Scarlet angels.
Yes, one of Ireland's greatest songwriters there, and indeed singer Eleanor McAvoy. And speaking of singing and concerts, there's lots and lots of summer concerts and festivals happening right throughout Ireland. So if you are heading over there, look out. I see our own Lord is over there in a 3-day concert in Waterford in August. But let's hope there's not any trouble there like there was in Sutton on a beach over the bank holiday weekend. Mass brawl breaks out at Borough Beach in Sutton over the bank holiday weekend. And maybe the warm weather and alcohol, I'm sure, got to some people. Irish Independent leads with a story in their farming section. Cutting the dairy herd by 10% would cost the Irish economy $1.3 billion a year. There was even a report in the Irish Times at the weekend, I think it was by Miriam Lord, one of the good writers for the Irish Times, that Leo might do a Jacinta and bail out. Quite a few of his MPs have announced that they're not seeking re-election at the next election, and maybe he might decide it's time for him. He's been Taoiseach, obviously this is his second term, and he might go off and do something. He's still young, he's in his early 40s, and you know, who take over for him. There's possibility that Simon Coveney could retire as well if they see the writing on the wall with the possible new government being formed by Sinn Féin, who certainly look like they're heading that way at the moment, with the if the opinion polls are to be believed. But looking at some of the other headlines, of course, the ongoing situation in Ukraine is dominating all the headlines around the world today, and lots of articles in every paper and indeed on the RT website with tips for the Leaving Cert and what to do, how to stay motivated and mind your mental health during the Leaving Cert. 9 tips for supporting teens through the exam season. I think there's tips in another article I was reading for parents, because parents seems to get very stressed out as well. So some of the tips here: encourage them to chat with you, set up a quiet study area. Don't just rush to make them feel better. Help teenagers unpack their feelings. Help with visual prompts. Avoid toxic positivity. Be a good role model for them, and try stress-busting techniques together. There's a few different techniques here. And maintain a good family routine. There is a lot of emphasis on the Leaving Cert. And of course, for this year, it's the first real exam that these students are doing, because for the last 21 and 22, the junior cert exams didn't take place because of COVID-19. So I was reading a story today for a lot of these students. This is their first big exam that they're facing. And it's a lot different to me when I did it in 1979. I just got there, I got a couple of honours and got me a job at the bank. But now you need quite a few honours to get into your preferred course if you're going on to study at a university. And there's an article there in one of the papers today about people heading. There was more people studying veterinary science in Poland than there was in Ireland last year. Ireland, like New Zealand, are limited to about 90 veterinary surgeons, starting training in Ireland each year at UCD. And it's about the same here in New Zealand. But it looks like there was more than 100 Irish students studying veterinary science in Poland, and almost equal number studying medicine. Of course, there is 5 universities in Ireland that offer medicine, only 2 here in New Zealand, in Auckland and down in Otago. Right, this time we're looking around here. We'll go for my dear old Galway Bay from Dolores Keane.
Time.
Yes, that sounds like a very young Dolores Cain there and her version of Galway Bay. And if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you listen tonight, whether it's in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday, Wellington, Cavity Coast on Sunday, or any other night of the week here in New Zealand or in Ireland or in other parts of the world, welcome along. Hope you're enjoying the programme. Well, Fintan O'Toole, in his column in the Irish Times on Tuesday, he talked about the three big changes in the political, well, the whole structure in Ireland over the last 100 years. He said for almost 100 years, the church in cahoots with the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, you know, basically dominated politics and dominated lifestyles and everything in Ireland. And I suppose this is following on from the publication last week of the latest census figures, and the church now has got a very much less dominant hold on Irish affairs. And Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, even as late as I think in the 80s when the country was pretty much bankrupt, still there was 80% of voters in Ireland vote for either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, and of course that dropped to around 40% in the last election. And the final thing was that, and I remember this happening, you know, you pleaded with a politician if you were looking for a medical card, or if you wanted to get a telephone, applied to get a telephone into your house, you know, it depends who you knew. And there was stroke politics, and as he said, some of these people that got the medical card or something else, because a politician said he'd done a stroke, you would have got it anyway. But that was the way politics ran in Ireland for quite a while. And but those days are long gone. So he's just looking ahead to see what Sinn Féin will do if they get in control the baubles of office. And of course they're going to come into power in less than 2 years when the next general election will take place. And if they are forming the government are prediction that the state coffers will be flown with money. There'll be about 65 billion euros in the coffers in 2 years' time. So it'll be very interesting to see how Sinn Féin deal with that, whether they'll tax these multinationals more and start giving away more money. It's going to be interesting a few years ahead. Right, we'll run through all the sports results when we come back. Before that, Luke Kelly and his version of
full of lead, takes more than guns to
Kelly there and the Dubliners, and a lovely song called Joe Hill. And we'll have a look at the sports results. Of course, everybody here, we've got the Celtic Supporters Club down here. They would have been delighted to see that Celtic have won the treble, winning the Scottish Cup, the FA Cup, and indeed the Championship. And Man City, they beat Man United in their big cup final at the weekend. But Celtic now, I see their manager, who's former Australian manager and player, he's taken up a lucrative deal with Tottenham Hotspur, and but he's done everything he could at Celtic, winning a treble and a double last year. But the GAA is in full swing. No hurling last weekend. Well, no major hurling. No offence now to Derry and Meath, who played in the Christy Ring final. Derry 121, Meath 123, and the Nicky Rackert Cup final. Donegal played Wicklow, and the score on that was Donegal 312 and Wicklow 120. So that would be a 1 point win for Wicklow. Right, well, the football round, the latest round of football took place in the All-Ireland Championship. And don't forget, you can watch all these games on gaago.ie. So Cork, they played at home to Kerry, and it was thanks to David Clifford. He was the difference between the two teams, and Kerry got away there with a 2 point win, 114 to 15 points. And they're certainly, somebody said at the weekend, some pundit said they won't win the All-Ireland this year, but they're certainly hanging in there anyways, and they'll qualify for the next round, no doubt. Kildare, they took on Dublin, came out second best, 22 points to 13. That match played in Nolan Park in Kilkenny, according to what I'm looking at here. Anyway, Westmeath, 12 points, Galway, 20, and that match was played up in Mullingar. And Westmeath were in that game for a long time, but Galway pulled away in the end in blistering, heated competitions everywhere at the weekend. Very, very warm. And finally, Tyrone, they beat Armagh 13 points to 11. Armagh had plenty of chances, but weren't able to come through. Then the Tarleton Cup, round three. Meath won 11, Down won 9, Tipperary 17 points, Waterford won 13. Cavan, good win, 225 over Offaly 2-9. Leash 117, London 214. That looks like a draw. And then on Sunday, you had other rounds of the senior championship. Monaghan beaten Clare. Mayo beat Louth, but just about 1 point. Louth scored a goal and 2 points in the last few minutes. And that match played down at McHale Park in Castlebar in about 25 degrees of heat. And Roscommon, they had a good win over Sligo, 121 to 111, and they topped that group on goal difference or score difference over Dublin. And the final game was Donegal 115, Derry 314, so a victory there for Derry. So they were all the big games last weekend. And of course, then you had more Tailteann Cup games. Limerick beat, lost to Wicklow. Longford were beaten by Carlow. Fermanagh lost to Antrim, and Wexford beat Leitrim. So they were all the games played last weekend. There's just so many GAA games being played at the moment, and coming up this weekend there's many more, and there's hurling finals on. You've got the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship final, Galway against Kilkenny, and the other big one, Clare against Limerick in the Munster Hurling final. So two big games there, worth just getting up and watch them on GAA Go. If you have a subscription. Right, we'll go this time, Falling Slowly, Glenn Hansard.
Thank you.
Glenn Hansard, who started his career busking on Grafton Street, and that song won him an Academy Award. It got, I think, he got an award at for, I think the movie was called One, and his co-singer there was Markita Erdlova. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, I mentioned there Celtic and the soccer. I don't update the League of Ireland very often here, but anyway, it's used to be played when I lived in Ireland during the winter months, like the English Premiership and Scottish Premiership. But of course, now they're played during the summer months. So Shamrock Rovers, the Hoops in Ireland, they're leading the Premier Division on 39 points ahead of Derry City, St. Pat's Athletic, Bohemians, Shelburne, Dundalk, Sligo, Cork City, Drogheda and UCD are at the bottom. They've played 20 games, and Shamrock Rovers have won 11, drawn 6 and lost 3. And in the first division, you have Galway United. My team are what you call a top of the table there. They've played 18, won 16, drawn 1 and lost 1, and they're way ahead of Waterford by 10 points at Lone Town. These were all Premiership teams in the years gone by. Cove Ramblers, Bray Wanderers, Wexford Treaty, United from Limerick, and Finn Harps, second from the bottom on in the first division. So they were certainly a team that had very good form in League of Ireland for many years, based there in Ballybuffet. And speaking of Donegal, Highland Radio, long-time listeners to Highland Calling will remember all the link-ups we used to do with our good friend Charlie Collins, and we linked a few times with Sean Doherty in Highland Radio, and it was a lovely interview with Sean on RT Radio yesterday. I hadn't realised that after leaving Highland Radio a few years ago, he's gone on to study to become a priest, and he's going to be ordained for the Diocese of Derry before too long. Lovely interview with Marty Morrissey there on RTE yesterday, and it was lovely to hear Sean again, and he talked about the changes in his life. Of course, born in England, came and lived in Donegal, and he was on Highland Radio for practically, I think, about 30 years. He did start off in Pilot Radio and then got into Highland Radio and presented their breakfast morning programme there for many, many years. But it was lovely to hear him again. Right, we've another 15 minutes to go. We'll take another piece of music. Van Morrison and the Bright Side of the Road.
Help me share my love on the dark and lonely street.
person there, and the bright side of the road, where we're heading down the road, into the road here, Ireland Calling. We've got another 10 minutes to go. Programme brought to you with support to the Hugh Green Group. Well, every time there's fine weather, there's always the warnings for people to be careful when involved with water. And from what I can read, only one fatality last week at down there in Loch Key in Killaloe in County Clare, where there was three people on a jet ski and something happened to them. We're wearing life jackets and survived. They were pulled from the water, but the operator of the jet ski, a young man from Limerick who was a very good sportsman, he lost his life. But the warnings have been there over the last week by everybody, the police and indeed other people involved, surf lifesaving, and just telling people to be careful, because you know the water is a dangerous place. You've got to be careful, you've got to be a good swimmer and know what you're doing. And everybody being told to slap on the factor 50 plus so that they avoid getting sunburn, sunstroke. There's even a feature in one of the papers today about how to help animals that get sunstroke. But Ireland, like New Zealand, they've got a big rate of people getting melanoma. So it's, you know, we mightn't have the long spells of fine weather like we have down here and have in Australia, but certainly when the sun does shine and come out, it does cause a lot of damage. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, they had a bank holiday last weekend for the Whit weekend, and as I said, start the programme, the Leaving Cert exam start this week now, today. In Ireland, students will start looking here at the farming section of the Independent. Ireland facing an agricultural drought by the end of the week. There you go. Certainly lovely pictures here of contractors cutting silage in Ireland, and certainly great weather. Though it would have been good if month of May there was a bit more heat in the middle of the May, but certainly not a warm month, and grass hasn't been grown as well as it should be. But now the turf is cut in the bogs, it will be drying, and there was a huge crowd. I think 25,000 women took part in the VHI Women's Mini Marathon in Dublin on Sunday, and 12,500 took place in the Cork Marathon, both events taking place in beautiful warm weather. So people out, and I think there was over 500,000, maybe more, money, euros raised for various charities as a result of people getting sponsorship for the Dublin Marathon. The Dublin Ladies Marathon, of course, the main marathon is on the October weekend. Anybody that danced in the ballrooms in the west of Ireland through the 70s and 80s might remember a band called The Indians. These guys dressed up The Indians. I saw them a few times at the Sound of Music Club in Glenimelly singing this particular song.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is it who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, you're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Oh, 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 the pain. Some folks run another time, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape. So why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, you're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Me and for you.
yes, the Indians there and Little Arrows almost taking us to the end of the programme. While this wouldn't have happened 40 years ago, Sinn Féin councillor Ryan Murphy becomes one of Belfast's youngest Lord Mayors. A huge honour to take the reins from his former his colleague Tina Black, says the 28-year-old. He's one of the youngest mayors of the city. And he's looking forward to working with all his colleagues and showcasing all the great things that Belfast has to offer. Of course, the executive is still not up and running. I think the unionists, the DUP, have been given plenty of time by the British government for them to take into account all the, you know, the new offers that were put on the table. And that's the latest, and that's all that the European Union has agreed to give them. To agree to go forward. And of course Joe Biden, when he visited Belfast, promised billions and billions of investment once the executive is up and running. But the big stumbling block is that the DUP, you know, they've never had to come play second fiddle, and Michelle O'Neill is you know, the Prime Minister in waiting, or First Minister in waiting for Northern Ireland. But she can't take her position until the DUP take up their position as the Deputy First Minister. And this is something that the hardliners cannot stomach, but they're even probably more upset the fact that a young 28-year-old Catholic is now one of the youngest mayors of Belfast. So hopefully they'll come to their senses and get on, but we know that they have the marching season coming up now, so will anything happen before then? Probably not. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, which is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I'm hard to believe we're into the month of June now. I'll be back here again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling, and hopefully you can join me then. So I'll leave you tonight with the Chieftains, and they're singing, oh, well, here is the Dingle set for me. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.